Hi, welcome to another Simple Step here on the Blended Family Coaching Show. There's this moment in time about 8 years ago, and I remember it like it was yesterday. Annika, my stepdaughter, and I were beginning the final day of a week-long father-daughter camp. And this particular morning was set aside specifically for one-on-one time with our daughters. The idea was to reflect on the week together and consider what life might look like as we prepared to head back home. The problem was, when I asked Annika where she might like to start, her response was, "I think I just want to go shoot some hoops." My heart sank. I remember feeling like a failure. It seemed like she wasn't really interested in connecting with me, even though it felt like we had a great week. Everything in me wanted to say, "No, it's not a time for basketball, it's a time for us to connect." But I've learned over the years that genuine connection in step relationships just can't be forced. So I counterintuitively decided to lean into what Annika wanted to do in that moment. But for me, there was another problem. I stink at basketball. I've never been very good at it. And honestly, I couldn't sink a ball if my life depended on it. And to top it all off, the court is this outdoor court right in the middle of this little valley, and the hills around us were speckled with dozens of dad-daughter duos that all seemed to be having these deep, meaningful conversations. I felt like I was under a microscope, like everyone around me was probably thinking that I was wasting this precious time with my stepdaughter, that we should be spending time bonding and connecting. And the story in my head was that all these dads were probably cracking up at the doofus who was haphazardly tossing up repetitive air balls while Annika was sinking just about every shot. But you see, Annika had been playing basketball on an elite high school team for years. She's great at basketball, and she really enjoyed it. Somehow I knew in my gut that I needed to set my ego aside, embrace the discomfort of it all, and use this moment to connect with Annika in her timing and on her turf. It was really hard to be genuinely engaged in that moment, but it was the right thing to do. And that's the basic lesson I believe every step-parent can embrace. If you want to experience genuine relationship with your stepchild, you've got to be willing to genuinely engage in their time and on their turf. That means intentionally paying attention to their interests and passions and engaging with them on their level. It means once in a while saying, "Hey, I noticed you like that video game. Would you be willing to show me how it works?" Even though everything in you says that video game's a waste of time. Whether it's video games or basketball, it doesn't really matter. What matters is that you show your willingness to get a little uncomfortable in order to experience a moment of connection with them. It means saying yes when you're invited into their world, even though you really want to say no. It means inquiring about their interests, even when you're not really interested in the activity or the subject matter itself. And as you do that over and over, you may be surprised at how the connection can grow with your stepchild. It likely won't be the first time, nor will it be every time, but the more willing you are to invest, the more likely that payoff of connection will come. You know, about 20 minutes of playing basketball with Annika was all it took. Suddenly, she just stopped and said, "Do you want to go talk now?" To which I eagerly agreed. And the next 2 hours were amazing. Annika and I had one of the deepest and most meaningful discussions that we've had over the past 21 years of me being her stepdad. I'm convinced that the level of connection that we experienced in that discussion was partly due to my willingness to simply spend 20 minutes of discomfort showing up well for her. So, over the next couple of weeks, be on the lookout for the activities and interests that your stepkids are really into and ask them to show you how to play their game or teach you about their interest. And by all means, say yes if they invite you to join them in something, even if you really don't enjoy it. You might be amazed at the progress that you'll make in growing that relationship. Hey, thanks for joining me today. We'll see you back here in 2 weeks for another Simple Step.